Welcome everybody, shin number 1379, and the writing is shin number 531. Okay, so we started talking about last year the question of kedima bebrachas, priority in making brachas. As we explained last time, there's something that we did learn about a year ago, and for various different reasons, we, Bezrat Hashem, go through it again. Number one, it's been over a year. Number two, it's a pretty hard subject. There's a lot of various different details. It's something that comes up all the time, and it needs review. And hopefully we'll go through some other shilas and possibly other questions which we did not cover at that time. So getting back to the introduction, which we were in the middle of, in the priority in making the brachas. So it applies, in other words, to situations whereby these halachas will be applicable. In other words, there are certain times when these halachas would not be applicable. In other words, the kedima bebrachas, priority brachas, would not apply. And we're going to go through those various different situations. It's not something that's across the board. You need certain conditions, which we're going to talk about, for these halachas to apply. But if those conditions exist, then these halachas fall into place. Now, One situation would be, for just to give some examples, if somebody would like to eat or drink a certain food, right? And they're going to eat a certain food or drink a certain drink, and the drink might be, let's say, or the food might be a shahakol, and we're going to go through the order of the brachas, and let's say there's mezonos in the closet, or there might be eights in the refrigerator, and those brachas are on a higher level, meaning that those brachas would come first. And if somebody's eating various different foods together, the ha'etz will come before a shahakol, the zonos will come before a ha'etz, which we're going to see how that works. But the question is, okay, so lemaisa, the bottom line is, even though those brachas are on a higher level, if one wants to eat just a, let's say, a piece of chocolate, they're not mechuyev to get up and go get a piece of cake from the fridge to make a mezonos. They're not mechuyev to get up and go to the fridge to get an apple because the ha'etz is higher than the shahakol. You're allowed to eat what you want to eat. Okay, so that's one condition. That's one category where these brachas would not apply. If a person just wants to eat one food, and that's all. There's no various different types of foods, and they're only eating one food, one bracha, and that's all. Now, there's another type also, that it would be only when the foods, let's say somebody wants to drink or eat various different foods, Taka, but they're not in front of them. They might not get the other food, I don't know, for 10 minutes or whatever, or they have a mind to eat it, but it's not in front of them. Right now, the bottom line is it's not in front of them. So again, these halachas would apply only when the foods or drinks are in front of the person at the time that they're making the bracha. So even if, again, a person has a mind to eat various different things, let's say I have a mind to eat an apple and I have a mind to eat some cookies. Right? So let's say the apple is in front of me, so I make the ha'etz. The ha'etz won't help me. We'll talk about if it's the same bracha, how that works. But right now we're talking about different brachas, just to, you know, keep it easy, simple. I want to eat an apple, and there's cookies that I probably will munch on afterwards, but right now the apple is what I'm eating, so I'm not mechuyev to get up and go get the cookies. The cookies are in the fridge, in the closet, and the only thing in front of me right now is the apple, so I would make the ha'etz and eat the apple, gesunt ha'etz. After that, I could eat the mezona. So another place and time where these halachas go for, that it would only, if the drinks or foods that, you know, where there might be various different brachas, and the question of different brachas, and it's a question of which one comes first, is when they are in front of you. In other words, even if one plans on eating other foods with a higher level bracha, like we just discussed the example, but those other foods are not in front of the person right now, then we say one does not have to wait until they have the food, until they have the other food, and they could go ahead and eat the food with the lower level bracha. I say lower level. I mean, in other words, when we go down the ladder of brachas, it's on the lower scale of the ladder, right? So they could go ahead and eat that, and they don't have to wait for the other item. Or to go get up and get the other item. Now, one would be able to go ahead and make the bracha on the food or drink that is in front of them right now. Now, the same thing would apply if the foods with a higher level bracha, let's say the mezonos, and I'm eating the apple or something like that, right, are in front of the person at the time that the person is planning on, the person is making the bracha on the lower level food. Again, I have the cookies. Now it's a different situation. I have the cookies in front of me, which is mezonos, and I have an apple in front of me. I don't want cookies now. I'm not interested in cookies. cookies at all, but they're in front of me and the apple's there, but I do want an apple. So you would have, and a person, but the person has no intention of eating the cookies. So therefore the person could go ahead and just make a ha'etz on the apple. Again, we'll go down the order of what brachas come first, but mezonos is definitely above, the ha'etz, right? So therefore one would not have to eat the cookies. Well, I don't want cookies. Do I bedafka have to make a mezonos and start eating cookies? No, I want to eat the apple. Even though the cookies are in front of me, I'm not interested in cookies, so I could just make a ha'etz on the apple. And I do not have to make a mezonos if I do not want to eat the cookies. Now, if I want to eat the cookies right now, then I would have to make a mezonos first. But we'll talk about that as we go down the road. But these are some of the situations whereby these halachas of kedima bebrachas, priority in brachas, would not apply. Okay, we'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and Baruch HaKol Tov.